We're pleased to present for you the weekly sermon broadcast from the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa, where God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or draws near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he surely would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Let's rise as you're able as we join together in affirming our faith. We belong to God, creator of all that is and all that is to come, abundant provider of the gifts in this life and the gifts in our own hearts. It is God alone who gives life, who is generous beyond measure with grace and blessing. We follow Jesus, whom God sent to teach and heal, to show us a new way of living with love and trust and courage, with joy and generosity. In this faith, Jesus gave of himself, even his very life. He was crucified and buried, yet God raised him from death. And he lives among us and grants his Spirit to us. We live by that Holy Spirit and entrust ourselves to its guidance and empowerment. As members of the Church, the body of Christ, we devote ourselves to lives of love, rejoicing in the power of forgiveness, the reality of resurrection, and the mystery of eternal life. Amen.
Focus scripture this morning comes from the book of Hebrews. We don't get in the book of Hebrews very often in the Revised Common Lectionary. From the 11th chapter, the first three verses in verses 8 through 16. I share it with you this morning out of the New Jerusalem Bible. Hear this portion of the book of Hebrews. Only faith can guarantee the blessings that we hope for, or prove the existence of realities that are unseen. It is for their faith that our ancestors are acknowledged. It is by faith that we understand that the ages were created by a word from God so that the invisible might become visible. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call to set out for a country that was in the inheritance given to him and his descendants, and that he set out without knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the promised land as though it were not his, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. He looked forward to the well-founded city designed and built by God. It was equally by faith that Sarah, in spite of being past the age, was made able to conceive, because she believed that God, who had made the promise, was faithful to her. Because of this, there came from one man, and one already who had the mark of death on him, descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven and the grains of sand on the seashore, which cannot be counted. All these died in faith before receiving any of the things that had been promised. But they saw them in the far distance and welcomed them, recognizing that they were only strangers and nomads on the earth. People who use such terms about themselves make it quite plain that they are in search of a homeland. If they had meant the country they came from, they would have had the opportunity to return to it. But in fact, they were longing for a better homeland, their heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, since God has founded the city for them. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. There's a company called Imprint. Have you heard of it? Have you seen the commercial? Imprint is a company that makes promotional materials for businesses. They'll print t-shirts, they'll print cups, they'll print anything you can put something on. And I love their commercials. The one I just saw this last week, they aren't on as frequently as they used to be, but the skydiving school here, remember that one? And they're in the skydiving school, and the guy who packs the parachutes is handing them out and to the divers, and one of the divers, a young woman, says, "Are you sure that you've packed this correctly? Are you certain? Are you Imprint certain?" That's their motto, their byline. Are you Imprint certain? It's nice to be certain, isn't it? It's comforting. We feel good when we're absolutely certain of what we're doing or what we're thinking or what we believe. But when it comes to our faith, can we really be certain? We like to think so. Faith. What's the opposite of faith? You don't know? Come on, audience participation. What's the opposite of faith? Doubt. Maybe. But how about this? I read this somewhere. I don't recall where, but it's all stuck in my mind. The opposite of faith is certainty. Really, if you stop to think about it, when it comes to our faith, we can't be certain. We can't be certain of anything that we've learned, that we've grown up with in church. We can't be certain that anything in Scripture, what the church teaches, is certain, can we? We don't know. We have faith that it is, but we can't be certain. The late theologian, one of my favorite theologians, Marcus Borg, was asked one time as he was teaching, and Marcus was a pretty progressive theologian. He wrote some great books. I have a number of them. I encourage you to look some of them up and read them. They're fascinating. But somebody asked him, he was teaching in a rather, hostile environment, let's put it that way. And one of the people there stood up and said, "How do you know that you're right? Can you be certain that what you're teaching, what you're saying, what you're telling us is correct?" Marcus's answer, "I can't. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I have faith in what I believe." You know, if you stop to think about it, we live a lot of our life by faith. Huh? We don't think about it, but we do. Think about it. You go to bed at night, you have faith you're going to wake up in the morning, right? You get in the car to go somewhere, you have faith that you're going to drive there and get there safely, but you really don't know. Not too much in our lives is certain. Yeah, there are some things. What do they say? Death and taxes? Okay. But we live by faith. Abraham lived by faith. Sarah lived by faith. The biblical characters lived by faith. We live by faith. The faith in the God who makes promises to us. The Scriptures have a lot to say about faith. They don't mention certainty very often, do they? We just celebrated Ida's baptism. That's an act of faith. faith in the God that loves her, faith in Ida as she continues to live and to grow and to travel her life's journey with the support of her parents and her sponsors and her family and all of us and the world in general. That's what we're supposed to do. Because we have faith in God's promises. And it's not always easy to keep that faith, is it? No one, not even Jesus, not even God, said it was going to be easy to be faithful. And we know that from experience, right? But that's what we're called to try to do, to be better at. If the world is to become the place that God has envisioned for God's world, that Jesus taught and showed us, and that the Spirit strengthens and encourages us to look forward to, even if we don't live to see it, and we won't, we are encouraged to keep the faith. We pray it every Sunday for the Lord's Prayer, right? God's will be done. It'll be like on earth like it is in heaven. That's the faith that we have. That's the faith that we hope for and look forward to. That's the faith we'll never see in full culmination. But it's the faith that we hold on to, pass on to the next generation, and hope one day will come about. So keep the faith. Hold on to the faith. Be strengthened by the faith. Because God has faith in us. And for that we can be truly thankful. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.